Hi!
Kati, again!
Again!
How about that intro?
That was, yeah, my first intro as an instro.
Your intro. First intro as an intro.
Yeah, that was Karate Again, the Bedwells on the Delphi label. And Karate Again, because the A-side is just Karate, which we'll be playing as an ender.
Yes.
Because it's...
I prefer the instrumental side, the main side, the Karate... is a vocal record, and it's good,
love it.
But it's kind of cute.
You can make up your own opinion at the end
right.
of the show.
That's right. We're going to end the show with that.
Hello, this is Golly Gosh OG.
Again.
Again.
Golly Gosh OG, again!
Yeah, we're being silly again. We just came, we're sunburned. We came from the lake. I think we did another show before when you just came from
sunburned.
The lake.
I'm like a lobster.
Yes, you look a bit like a lobster, actually.
I burn very easily.
Yes, as you know, we're always talking about the weather. It's the only news we can give you is the weather in Germany. And
Our lives are so exciting.
Yes. But hey, this is the part of existence that we call life. Going into the
Yippee.
Lake and spinning some records. Isn't that good?
Woohoo!
Yes. And spinning records, what I'm going to spin here is something very interesting. Kent Westbury, Florida artist on Art Records. He had 245s out there. That are both fantastic. This is the one that is, I would say, underplayed. At least it took me a while to even discover it. And it's, how should I describe this? It is pretty much, it starts like, oh my God, this is going to be one absolute guitar monster. The song is, might not be so genius. And even Kent Westbury is probably not the world's best singer on this one. And it gets kind of a jazzy guitar solo, but man, from the first seconds this record starts, you're gonna notice, this is a killer. Kent Westbury.
Yeah, this is the one I found, and you're like, I want it. I'm like, yes. Oh, wait a minute, I didn't even get the chance to say I want it.
I found this record somewhere, and I thought, oh, there's another Kent Westbury, Turkish Doghouse Rock, what is this? And I managed to find a sound clip somewhere, and I thought, oh my God, I want this. And then all of a sudden, it popped up, and took me about a second to decide, this is mine, and this is for you now to hear. The Turkish Doghouse Rock. Wow.
Living in the doghouse, my baby's going away. She says she's found a truer love, but how I wish she'd stayed. I'm living in the doghouse, I wish that she could see and realize from day to day how much she means to me. I'd grab that old moon from the sky and lay the stars right at her feet. With love I'd open all the doors to happiness complete. I'm living in the doghouse, my baby's going away. She says she's found a truer love, but how I wish she'd stay. Doghouse, I wish that she could see and realize from day to day how much she means to me. I'd grab that old moon from the sky and lay the stars right at her feet. With love I'd open all the doors to happiness complete. I'm living in the doghouse, my baby's going away. She says she's found a truer love, but how I wish she'd stay. Yes, how I wish she'd stay. Oh, how I wish she'd stay.
Yes.
Plankety, plankety, plunk. When the golden sun has sunk, it's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. It's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. Plankety, plankety, plunk. Just in happiness you're drunk. Life is oh so very nice, drifting in a Chinese junk. Life is oh so very nice, drifting in a Chinese junk. On the China Sea, hearts in harmony seem to hold that golden key to heaven. Oh, plinkety, plankety, plunk. What I'm telling you's no bunk. It's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. It's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. China Sea, hearts in harmony seem to hold that golden key to heaven. Oh, plinkety-plankety-plunk, what I'm telling you's no bunk. It's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. It's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. Chinese junk, Chinese junk, drifting in a Chinese.
Absolutely wonderful.
Some cymbals.
There were lots of cymbals in there. China cymbals.
Yeah, that was this is a sad story. It's a really great record, and I waited a while to get this one. And Wanderlust label, Chinese Junk by Lenny Troy.
And it was correct.
It was actually, it's a really decent grade.
It sounds
record.
Perfect.
And everything was perfect, and then, yeah, I showed up with a crack.
But it could be fixed. Did you hear any crack? Did you hear it skip? Did you hear it pop? I didn't. My method of fixing cracked records is...
We were lucky because it was cracked on the inner grooves.
It cracked from the inside to the outside, yeah. And I could... actually easily fix this. And how, for those of you who never fixed a cracked record, which I think most of you already tried, I think most people would probably leave it as is and just be sad, hang it on the wall and cry and get an upgrade.
It's not that big of a crack. It was fixable.
Well, it was completely cracked through. It wasn't it's a pretty bad one. But then if you want to keep the record and don't want to upgrade, can't afford to upgrade, then most people would probably put super glue on it, which works good if you have some space outside or inside of the record where you can put super glue at. Or you have the flip side that you don't give a fuck about because it's a terrible record or something on the other side, then you can just fill all this with super glue. But that's not really fun to do, and I don't recommend this. Also, because if you put super glue on the side of the grooves that you want to play, it so easily runs into the grooves. Like if you put just a little bit too much on there, it runs into the grooves and then the record is destroyed even more than before. So my method is take a soldering iron, really simple. I mean, you just melt the plastic where the crack is, not where the grooves are, and just pinch it a little bit along the crack, and it's going to melt all together again as if it was never cracked. Looks terrible, but as you can see now, or you can hear, you can't see anything here, it works fantastic. It's like new. I mean, I pretend it would be.
Yeah, there's a new podcast actually with other record collectors.
Oh yeah, the Radio Core guys.
Yeah, the Radio Core guys. Digging.
Digsville.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if
that's... yesterday, and they also had the discussion of
how to repair
record warps and cracks and things like this. So if you're interested, if you're obviously, hopefully you're listening to the show because you're also interested in music. But
why would you listen to the show?
I guess it's mostly
otherwise.
If you're a record collector,
yes,
it's more interesting.
Yes.
But this
Radio Core thing is interesting. The weird thing at how to find this, you may have heard about Radio Core. It's just like a like an umbrella term for, there's a website, radiocore.org, and there is a whole bunch of different DJs, mostly from US West Coast and other places of the world, everywhere. And they have their shows, a whole bunch of stuff. You can listen there for hours and years. And I think four or five of those guys just met and talked. They didn't play, they played one or two records in a show, yeah. But mostly they just talked about the, you know, their life as record collectors, which it's, can it's be really entertaining, and they have a lot of stuff. Probably for those who are collectors themselves is nothing new, but it's just nice to hear some nerds talking about, you know, their terrible hobby. And it's interesting. The weird thing is that this new podcast called Digsville is anywhere to be found, but not on Radio Core.
Yeah, Spotify and Amazon Music
and those absolutely weird formats. So if you can find your way there, it's worth listening. And Skaba, you have
to... have a record
yes,
now.
Yes, Skaba.
Tell
a joke or something. I'm looking for
a
record
joke.
To play. I have no idea what to play.
Oh, no. This is horrible. I'm put on the spot.
Oh, yes. I have the... Yes.
He's got something good.
I found something. What I'm going to play...
what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a record. That is... Say, I could play the other side. I'm thinking about this record because we just had a karate record and we just had an oriental sounding record and we had a record about a Chinese junk and it was all great. And I could play... should I do it? It's actually too terrible. Should I do it? No, I'm going to play the other side. Buddy Miller is a guy who did a 45. I'm not sure if he did much more, but he did 145 on Felsted. That's Buddy Boy. And it's got a perfect sound. It's a cool record. It's really good. It's groovy. It stays in your head. Could have been a hit. But it uses, what is it called? This thing that you put in your mouth with your...
Mouth
harp, yes.
It's also known as Jewish harp or whatever.
I don't know. Sure it's some sort of silly kids or hippie instrument. I don't know. It's completely useless, and they're pretty much... The record starts with this instrument. I don't know why, but this is still the better side because the... maybe I'll play
decide.
The... I can't
side?
Decide the other side. Wait a second. But what's it called? just to illustrate what I'm talking about... thinking it over, let's just play a few seconds of that, and then you know why it's hard to listen to.
Oh, habit.
It could be so good. It could be a great sounding record, but those... But those girls, I mean, I think they... that's one of those records I'm not entirely sure if it was meant to be funny and like a novelty record. Everybody's laughing about it and we're all happy. Or if it was just a terrible accident that they got some singers in there. Here, please sing ya, 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 ya. And they thought it was good and it wasn't. And that's why I'm going to play you the other side, which is Buddy Boy.
Double torture or something, because I also have a record that I played. What was this other one that I have also with this girl in the background?
Yes. So I also have another. I have a. I have a Bob Jackson. You got to have money in the bank, Frank. But I'm not going to torture you with that right now. I'm going to play you something with a mouth harp. Buddy Miller, Buddy Boy. Here it is. It's good.
You, buddy boy, I ain't blaming you, buddy buddy. I ain't blaming you, buddy boy. What else could you do, buddy buddy? No one steals a girl, you know, not unless she's willing to go. She couldn't be true. I ain't blaming you, buddy boy.
I ain't blaming you, buddy boy. I ain't blaming you, buddy boy.
I ain't blaming you, buddy boy. Blaming you,
buddy, buddy.
You just went and did, buddy boy, what someone else would do,
buddy, buddy.
I could feel her love get cool, but hung around just like a fool. And though it was tough, but love can be rough, buddy boy.
I ain't blaming you, buddy boy.
Tell her to send back my letters, the record she took from the start, the pin that she wore on her sweaters. But she can keep my broken heart. I ain't blaming you, buddy boy. I ain't blaming you,
buddy buddy.
I ain't blaming you, buddy boy. What else could you do,
buddy buddy?
You might win and you might lose. You might wind up
in my shoes. If you do, don't blame somebody new, 'cause I ain't blaming you. I'm Buddy Boy.
His broken heart.
I ain't blaming you, Buddy Boy. I ain't blaming you,
Buddy Boy.
I ain't blaming you, Buddy Boy. What else could you do,
Buddy Boy?
You might win and you might lose. You might wind up in my shoes. If you do, don't blame somebody new, 'cause I ain't blaming you, Buddy Boy.
I ain't blaming you, Buddy Boy.
When the boy was 10 and 6, he just wanted some kicks. But then the boy turned mean when he turned 17. Bad company is what the poor boy kept. Bad company gonna be the death of him yet. When the boy was 9 and 9, he started drinking beer and wine. And when the boy was 9 and 10, he got in trouble now and then. Gambling, robbing, and car stealing, driving recklessly, drinking, weeding, and fast wheeling with his bag. When the boy turned 20, he got in trouble plenty deep. And when the boy was 21, they gave the boy a gun. Bad company is what the poor boy kept. Bad company gonna be the death of him yet. One night back in the alley, he found someone with his Sally Ann. And then a gunfight over his girlfriend brought him to his end. Bad company is what the poor boy kept. Bad company brought him to his death. I say it brought him to his death. I remember when the boy was 10 and 6, he just wanted some kicks. But then the boy turned mean when he turned 17.
Yeah.
I like artists having such a voice.
He turned mean. Yeah, that was Johnny Bachelor on Bat song on Kim Records.
Well, I think you had some bad company.
Yeah,
when you played that record, it's a good one. It's a classic.
I have great company. I'm with you.
Yes, you're with me. Think about it.
Yeah, that's a really one of my favorite records.
It's probably, I say that about every record I play on you.
We say that quite often.
It's good. That's also one thing about record collecting that I like is, you know, there are different.
Can't just have one favorite.
Yes, this is like.
It'd be pointless. We wouldn't collect records if we only had one favorite.
Exactly. Here is another classic that you all know. And I always wanted to have it. I got a copy that sounds somewhat hissy. I don't know if it's... tried it on 78 stylus, didn't work. William the Wild One by Willie the Wild One on Festival. Interesting record for different reasons. I think the Festival label was an attempt to be a successful record producer by Herb Abramson, who was among the two founders of Atlantic Records. But then I think he went to the army or something. And as he came back, Atlantic Records was huge and they sold millions of records. And he was kind of like, well, what am I going to do now? And then he founded different labels that were all like, medium successful, and Festival was one of them. And that's the weird thing. The first time I got in touch with this song was on a Bear Family CD. I think most of you who haven't started with 45 collecting to begin with, or as me as a kid of the 90s, I bought those Little Fat Gidded CDs on Bear Family, and you know, kind of get an overview of all the big label successful rockabilly productions of the 50s. And one of the early volumes, I think it's volume 5 or volume 6 or something like that, was all about Festival Records. And I kind of forgot about it because there were only a few songs on that that I liked, and that was one of them, and that was Willie the Wild One, Absolute Garage Monster, not even a rockabilly record, it's a great garage record. And then much later, I tried to, you know, when I was looking for this record, I thought, oh yeah, Festival. What else is on this label? What came out on Festival Records? And I kind of, what I learned is that there was a whole bunch of nothing on that label. There was a very few records that were, like, even the CD compilation, which usually has 30 tracks on Bear Family on those Delphi Gidded CDs.
Like
I think it just had 15 or 16 tracks, and half of them were unreleased. So, oh, wow. One of the few.
All the unreleased ones were the good ones.
There were a few unreleased good ones. And yeah, this is pretty much the only thing that was an absolute monster. And yeah, Willie the Wild One. And another thing that really I need, please, you listeners, you five listeners, find out if.
There's six listeners, yes.
Oh, we got six listeners. Wow. anyway, Willie the Wild One is William the Wild One, who's actually, his real name is Billy Berry, and he sings, "His hair is long and purple." And I want to know if that's actually true. Was his hair actually long and purple? Find that out for me. Get me
when was this released?
Like 64, I think. And yeah, find a picture, a colored promo photograph of Billy Berry with long and purple hair. Here it is, Willie the Wild One. Turn this up, this is a monster.
Hug me, baby! Supper! Love me, hey, 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 supper.
Good. Sunshine. Yeah, since we already talked about what the original name from Willie and the Wild One was Barry, this was Barry Allen.
Isn't that a great connection to play two records in a row?
Also, since I'm sunburned, you know, hot sunshine, why not?
I was recently thinking about getting a copy of Ronnie Iles' Bad Sunburn with a guitar.
Yeah, we should. Then I could have waited, I guess. But
and I'm still you keep thinking I should. Yes, I keep debating it.
Come yeah, that's on the Dot label. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Barry Allen, Hot Sunshine. Hmm.
Good. I just wanted to play something on a Dot label and I put it back again. But I have another record here that's on Amber. Bill Whitley, Fool, Fool, Fool. That's a beautiful minor key. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's called a popcorn country, but it's just a beautiful teen country ballad that's very nice and very melancholic. And I think Skaba likes it also a lot. And she's kind of angry that I got this.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
Huh? Excuse me?
You're a fool, fool, fool. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yes, here it is. Did you hear that? I messed up the beginning.
Oh my God, he's fired.
Yes.
Oh, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. When I told you that I loved you, you said I wasn't wise. When I told you that I needed you, well, you needed other guys. Oh, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Oh, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Oh, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. I wouldn't mind the rainfall or this old sand and cold. I could live forever if I had you to hold. Oh, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Now that we have parted, what can a poor fool do? I keep all in love again, cause I'm still in love with you. Oh, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Oh, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Now your memory still lingers. I'm left here alone. I can't live without you now that you are gone. Oh, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool, fool for loving you.
Saw a young cowboy a-dying with his chest all filled with lead. As he looked around with sorry eyes, this is what that cowboy said. Some will blame this on a woman, some will say that's why I'm done. But I'm telling you, it isn't true. Blame it on a rusty gun. So take care of your shooting iron. No matter what you do, you never know when your trusty gun will have to take care of you. He could tell that gal meant trouble from the day that she walked by. And he knew the man whose ring she wore was a mean and ornery guy. But her arms were warm as heaven, and her lips were warmer yet. In his holster was a rusty gun. plastic gun, but her lips made him forget. So take care of your shooting iron, no matter what you do. You never know when your trusty gun will have to take care of you. When he saw her boyfriend coming, with that fire in his eyes, he could tell there on that dusty street one of them was gonna die. Well, he beat him to the draw, friends, 'cause his draw was mighty quick. Pulled the trigger of his rusty gun, and the rusty gun said click. So take care of your shooting iron, no matter what you do. Rusty gun will have to take care of you. Well, that boy went to his glory, so we laid him up to rest. And we put that doggone rusty gun and an oil can on his chest. Well, that's the story, partner, and it's carved on his tombstone. Court another's gal, don't have a rusty gun of your own. So take care of your shooting iron, no matter what you do. You never know when your trusty gun will have to take care of you.
Ho, 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 ho. Very
that
orchestral.
Like, that was over the top orchestral.
But he had a,
I forgot how long that song is.
It's
actually
pretty long. I'm not a huge fan of these crooner type of voices, but he did a really good job.
Yeah,
Gary
that was
Mann.
The Tell of a Rusty Gun by Gary Mann with Joe Lea Orchestra. Yeah, I thought I'd play this because I thought, you know, if I pull out a rusty gun, you would give me your fool record.
And it didn't
work. Didn't work. That's on Unique Records.
I think we have another 45 that says RKO Unique. It's the same label design, but somehow there's an RKO before that. So
you're saying the voice kind of remind you of the
it reminded me of, yeah, Van Spalding Shootin' Man. It's a 45 we played before. It's pretty obscure. And these records would have gone very good together, both vocally and thematically.
I haven't found, pulled out the rusty gun for a while. I forgot what it sounded like. So,
but hey, it's good. It's good. I got something different now. I'm playing
different.
You. As I queued this up, I figured it's pretty crackly. Ann Cole, she of Got My Mojo Working fame, probably the best version. Easy, Easy Baby, great blues record. And just as I queued it up, man, this is really crackly. There are quite a few R&B records I have that need to be upgraded. This is certainly one of them. But it's great. What does it say here? Ann Cole and the Dave McRae Orchestra. And reading the name Dave McRae Orchestra makes me think I should play a completely different record after that. But before we hear...
The record I'm going to play after this one
is so good.
Yeah, it's one of my new discoveries. I really, really love it. So.
Yes, we had to do some research on this one.
We'll talk about it after.
We talk about it afterwards, but here comes two ladies with two fantastic records. Here it is.
I chase you all over town. Then you went and turned around. Now you started chasing me. Why won't you let me be? So easy, 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 baby.
baby too. His name, Lovety Jesus Lord, but oh, you lose that lamb, oh God. Oh dear, have pity on me.
Goosebumps.
Now, wasn't that really beautiful?
I love it when record music gives me goosebumps.
This is really, really good.
Yeah, this was really, really happy that I got this one. This is Mary Lou Wall, Mamselle Marie, on the Delta label.
Mm-hmm. And as we got this, we were trying to figure out what is it, who is it, how is it, why is it? And Google gave us a quick answer. That is written by a guy named David Guyon in the 20s. And he was pretty much like a musical arranger and classical composer. And he had a thing going where he took like black farm workers,
plantation like
songs
and stuff like that.
And pretty much, well, you can say he made these songs. He produced, you know, he took artists and produced these songs and pretty much took vocal snippets and lyric snippets of it and produced a lot of it. And probably meant to be an honor of the, you know, the plantation workers' music, but I think he just made a whole bunch of money with it. But still, it's good, and he did a lot of stuff. And I think the first time this was made popular was by a guy named Paul Robeson, who I think was big in that stuff, but I don't know anything about it, and that's why I never heard this one. And
then I'm trying to figure out what she was singing about. There's just parts of it you can understand, and other parts is really so.
It's really not easy to tell what this is all about. But you can, we couldn't even find the lyrics.
Singing
with,
about
some
the,
slave
to the owner, you know, the slave owner, like, please take pity on me.
Mm. Also, we couldn't find anything about the singer herself, Mary Lou Wall.
Yeah, there's nothing, and it's really, it's
absolutely nothing.
So
mystery
knows
record.
If anything about this record, we would love to know more information.
Yes. So this may be a mystery record that nobody knows about. The next record is a mystery record that everybody knows about. And
a mystery record that everyone.
Yes.
Not much of a mystery there.
Yeah, there is not. But the mystery, I'm going to explain the mystery to you. As I played this Ann Cole record that pretty much the orchestra was, I even forgot, Dave McRae, I think was his name. And then I thought, man, I should play a record. Where do I start? There was a record on a new little label called M3 Records. And the house band of the label was the Teddy Mr. Bear McRae Orchestra. And they put on a double-sider that you probably must have heard. If you ever went to some sort of rock and roll gig where there was a DJ who wanted to get everybody to dance, you probably heard somebody playing Hi-Fi Baby, because that is just one monster. It is a killer. And now here comes the mystery part of it. To me, this record sounds like this should be one of the biggest rock and roll hits ever. Everything is just completely perfect on there. It's got groove. It's just a fun record. It is a dance floor killer. The orchestra is fantastic. Every instrument plays just gives everything. His voice is amazing. He's got that teddy bear type of voice. And to me, I would think this could be a major label release, and now we would find it on terrible super hits of rock and roll compilations, you know, besides, you know, next to Paul, Paul Anka and, you know, those kind of Time Life Music Presents compilations. But the truth is, nobody's ever seen a stock copy of this. This was only released, well, it was not released. It came out on a promo release on this M3 Records. And obviously they made this thing, put a promo copy out, send it to whoever, and that's about it. It disappeared into obscurity. Nobody wanted this thing. It wasn't pressed for the public. And I have no idea why that is, because it's just great. And it took me a while to find a copy of this. All of a sudden, one popped up. It is in bad condition. So to me, I think it's a G+ or something. It is a G+. And it is crackly. It's, I mean, I've played worse before, but it's such a great sound. It's a powerful recording. It's, I love every second about it. But I'm not going to play you Hi-Fi Baby. You might be curious now what it sounds like, but I think you heard it before. Nobody ever turned this record around. It's a blues flip. You can play it some other show. But the flip side is, I think Hold Out Baby is the A side. It's a blues record, or R&B. And Hi-Fi Baby is the flip. And since everybody always plays, I think every single DJ has a repro of this record. And yes, normally I'm not the kind of guy who would buy those, you know, records that everybody's after because we heard them all 1,000 times. I mean, probably I could look for a Bobby Roberts Big Sandy or something like that. I'm not interested in those records. They cost a whole lot of money, and we heard them all 1,000 times. But this is one that I thought, man, I was weak when I saw this, and I had to have it. Teddy, Mr. Bear McRae, Hold Out Baby, flip side of Hi-Fi Baby, absolute monster. Listen to that.
I'm walking the road, I'm on my way. I'm coming back, ooh, home to stay. Hold out, baby. For me, I'll soon be back where I want to be. Time's been hard and mighty rough. I'm telling you, baby, ooh, I've had enough. Hold out, baby. Hold out for me. I'll soon be back, ooh, where I used to be. Yeah. In the snow, I walked in the rain, I walked straight through, ooh, one of them hurricanes. Hold out, baby, ooh, yeah, hold out for me. I'll soon be back. Across the hill, now I'm in sight. I can see a light in your window, shining so bright. Hold out, baby. Ooh, yeah, hold out for me. Soon I'll be back.
Now that's Alex, brother.
Yeah, it was.
I was walking one lonely day walking alone on my lonely way. I saw a little lady going my way. She told me that her name was Birdie May. Birdie May, Birdie May, Birdie May, Birdie May. Oh, I love little Birdie May. She is short, she is neat, pretty little eyes and little bitty feet. She told me I could come around. One thing she asked, not to never let her down. Birdie May, sweet Birdie May, Birdie May. Oh, I love you, Birdie May. I went to her house and I knocked on the door. She kissed me and she kissed me so. My heart went bump-de-bump. The way I felt made my big toe jump. Birdie May, sweet Birdie May, Birdie May, yes, Birdie May. Ooh, I love you, Birdie May. I went to her house and I want you to know, she kissed me and she kissed me so. She kissed me again, I sure did hum. A woman like that make an old man young. Birdie May, Birdie May, Birdie May, little Birdie May. Yes, I love you, Birdie May.
Hmm. Mrs. Popcorn Birdie did it May. Again.
That is Birdie May on the major label Mercury by Phil Phillips.
What a name.
Yeah, I think maybe in the hospital the parents can think of a name and the nurse is like, well, I guess we'll just call him Phil because his last name is Phillips.
Happens.
Who knows?
I would actually, I have the theory that probably half of all artists we find on, you know, written on labels are just made up names that...
I mean, that way you can never forget his name, I guess.
That's know? Right.
If you forget the first one, then you're stupid if you forget the second one.
He has also a name
the
that
we... The
one
you played before, though, was really great. That was, yeah. What? Like the leg spreader before was really great.
It was just a great R&B record. It was, yes, actually the other side is not as crackly. It was in terrible condition, but man, I love every second of it. So, and since I played the flip side of a classic, I'm going to play you the actual side of a classic now. Does that sound stupid? I guess it does. Where are we at? Oh, Skaba's looking at the time. It's above the meters there. Oh, shit. That is a good time to... I guess I'm talking too much. So here is Tex Williams,
no,
the guy we all
never.
Know. Never. This record is also interesting. Yes, Tex Williams. Tex Williams is more the kind of guy you would collect. But yes. This is one record and... how should I tell? It's probably too obvious, too much of an obvious choice for a record show that plays a whole bunch of rockabilly records to play a thing called Let's Go Rockabilly.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, probably, I mean, Tex Williams was a country singer. He was good, had a great voice, and did a lot of things.
I love
and,
a lot of us, yeah.
Yes, and I think in 56, it was, here, the Nashville A-Team and... in the Nashville studio, they said, "How come on? What are these kids out for today? Well, I think these kids want to be rocking." And so,
maybe if someone like you know bet them if you can do a rockabilly record or not. It's like, come on, Tex.
Everybody, I think everybody was forced to do that. The thing is, it works fantastic. It's Buddy Holman on drums and Grady Martin on guitar. I mean, if you have these guys there, then you know it's gonna be an absolutely amazing record. The one thing. That is, I mean, this song, it's stupid lyrics. Let's go rockabilly. Let's rock around them hills. It's stupid. And I could imagine his voice being more like,
yes, of course. Lyrics, so.
But Tex Williams is the kind of guy who I always, when I listen to him, he sounds like, you know, the grandpa who takes, you know, telling stories of his youth. So granddaddy, what have you been doing in the 50s? Well, I tell you what, son, we went to rockabilly. And
didn't you say something about talking too much earlier?
Yes, but hey, I have to say it. And the thing is, the one thing When you are in Owen Bradley's studio in Nashville, there was the studio musicians who were all fantastic. The sound was absolutely good, and especially with Grady Martin's there, it would be an amazing record. But it seemed to be that the Anita Kerr singers were unavoidable. They were on so many great records, and I love a female choir with... you know, just doing great things when it fits to the record. But it seems to be like, well, we got the Anita Kerr singers anyway here. What are they going to do? Well, maybe they do hop, hop. And it always sounds a bit poppy. I don't know. That's also how they sort of destroyed the Ronnie Self, You're So Right For Me. Who put these Anita Kerr singers on that record? I don't know. But to sum this all up, it is probably a stupid record, but it's got Grady Martin at his very best, and he makes it an absolutely rockabilly monster. So turn this up, it's killer.
A rock, rock. A rock, rock. A rock, rock.
Let's go rockabilly.
A rock, rock.
Let's rock around the hill.
A rock, rock.
Let's go rockabilly.
A rock, rock.
Modern Jackson Jill. Be Papa Billy, you're my teenage crush. Be Mama Billy, I'm sticking with you. Be Lover Billy, who needs you much. My young love is also true. Let's go rockabilly. Let's rock around them hills. Let's go rockabilly to Modern Jackson Jill. Well, Dum Dum to Billy, don't forbid my desire. Dum Dum to Billy, come and go with me. Dum Dum to Billy, all shook up on fire, little darling, let's have a spree. Let's go rockabilly. Let's rock around them hills. Let's go rockabilly to Modern Jackson Jill. Be Papa Billy, party's all you gone. Be Mama Billy, butterfly are you. Be Lover Billy, I'm a walking till dawn. In 99 ways I'm blue. Let's go rockabilly. Let's rock around the hill. Let's go rockabilly to Modern Jackson Jill.
Folk history of America is the history of its heroes. Big working men like John Henry, Paul Bunyan, and Big Bad John. But today I'd like to introduce a new folk hero. He didn't work in a mine or on a railroad or any of those strenuous occupations. He worked in a beauty salon, and his name was Bruce. Well, the beauty salon, every morning at 10, Big Bruce arrived and kind of tiptoed in. He wore bell-bottom pants and a polka-dot tie, and whenever he spoke, it was just to say, "Hi, Big Bruce." Big Bad Bruce. Everyone knew when he swished into town, you could smell his perfume for miles around. He stood 6'5" and weighed 106, with a curl in his hair and a smile on his lips. Big Bruce. Big old Bruce. The boys all say he's from Abilene, where he had a social group called the Lone Star Queens. Some say Hollywood or Beverly Hills, where he got arrested for passing $3 bills. That's Bruce. Dumb old Bruce. Then came the day of that terrible fire. Something went wrong in the number 5 dryer. Into the Big Bad Bruce, or just a fan in the flames, Big Bruce. Big Bad Brucey Woosey. Well, the flames grew higher and the fire got worse, and someone heard Brucey cry, "Mercy, I forgot my purse!" Into the fire with a squeal and a shout. We waited an hour, but he never came out. Poor Bruce. Poor old Bruce. Where that salon once stood, there's a grocery store. But his name will live forevermore in the annals of time and in the hall of fame as the gay young cat who went down in flames, Big Bruce. You might say this has been kind of a fairy tale.
That's a sad story.
It was a sad story. Actually, that's the record I was going to play next, is the Sad Tale. But this one was, I just couldn't resist.
Why'd you play that? Yes.
I couldn't resist one. This is Big Bruce by Steve Greenberg on Trip Records. I think it's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute, but he's definitely making fun of
Big Bruce. I mean, it is, June, wasn't it just now public, like by the president saying this is gay pride month?
LGBT plus Q.
I plus.
Yeah, I can't catch up with those letters, but I'm pretty sure this song was kind of making fun of Big Bruce.
No.
I'm sure he did.
No way.
Like we do now.
He was a hero.
Yes. Did anybody ever count the... Big Bad John rip-offs, I don't know.
Or whatever, joke songs. Yeah, I don't know. I like Big Bruce.
Yes, but since you played something silly, I'll play something... I can't even tell why, but I like this next record. Although, the singer's voice, this is something that probably most people would throw away as, oh, this is terrible, but somehow it's got something. It's cool. It's Freddie Robinson, Not Like Now. He is one annoying kid, but I like the record. I can't tell why. It's on a label called, what is it? Limelight. Yeah, listen to that.
Yeah, the high school days, they used to be real nice. But compared with today, they don't cut no ice.
this is the tale of a ranger and I. We were riding the trail where the cactus lie. Went out from a boulder with an arrow in his shoulder. Came a tall, slim man with a gun in his hand. Run, said the man with a tear in his eye. Head for the hills before he die. Engines are a-coming, so get a-running. They've got my wife, daughter and I. With these grim words, we went on ahead. And as we rode, we saw more dead. Wagons were a-burning, our stomachs were a-turning. And to God we prayed as we buried the dead. Lord above, can't there be peace? Why, tell me why, can't this fighting cease? Must there be wars, just as common as chores? I'm on my knees, won't you answer please? After this task, we fear to roam. With sorrow in our hearts, we headed for home. Our faces were pale as we hit the trail, and our horses seemed to wave farewell with their tails. Farewell with their tails.
Oh, we both did it at the same time.
Yes. What else could you say after a record like this?
That was The Sad Tale, J.T. Martin on the ABS label. This is a funny story because I discovered this a while back, and then finally it showed up on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate waiting for auctions because I just, it comes up, you find it, and it's like 5 days later up, you know.
We both are terribly eBay people. We are just frustrating.
Yeah, but the worst for me is just like, I usually when they're in the U.S., a lot of times it's like 12 or 1 in the, like 12 at night or 1 in the morning when it's, you know, over.
Yeah, and this ended at like, here it was like 2:30 or
something.
Something
like this, yeah. And so like, that's,
I was awake.
I was like, Parable, I'm too tired because I get up at 5 or 6 in the morning. So it was like, I asked him if he could buy this for me. And so I was like, all of a sudden, I locked my door, which I don't normally do, but there was a party in my basement. So I locked my door, and somehow I get woken up by someone knocking at my window. I'm like, what's going on?
My internet cut off. My internet ISP company, I think they restart their system at night around 2 o'clock or something. And that's when I said, okay, I'm going to bid on this record. Reload.
This is no internet. This is the first time I've turned my ringer off as well.
Yes.
So like there was no way for him to get in my house.
Good thing is we just live like 150 meters apart. Yeah. So it wasn't hard.
Yeah, and also that I live on the bottom floor. Mm-hmm. So that he can knock on my window and wake me up. So that I let him in and he got me
so
the record.
So you wouldn't have this record if it wasn't for me. So you might as
jumping
well just give it to me.
What? That's a sad tale.
Yes. So you played 2 sad tales, and I think the show is over because this is almost, it's getting late again. I think I've been talking way too much today, so I'm going to keep it short for the next record. Here's a record that is not so much my thing. It's just a teener, but it's beautiful. It's by a guy named Dave Curtis, Cold Grey Dawn, and I think I threw this in a box together with some other shop where there was something else. Could it even be this auction where I found this? I don't know. But man, the label is so beautiful. The Don Ray label.
It's really beautiful.
I don't think they put out too much amazing stuff for my taste, but I think we're going to use this as a label shot for today because this is just one beautiful looking label. Cold Grey Dawn by Dave Curtis, and then we end the show.
Karate!
We promised you the vocal version of Karate.
Karate, part one.
Yes. And then we say goodbye, I guess, and
yeah,
I hope you enjoyed it.
It's golly gosh OG.
All right.
You are?
I'm right here.
Are you
yes.
ready to end the show?
I'm ready to end the show. That's what I am. Dave Curtis, Cold Grey Dawn. That was Mighty Mushka on this side of the microphone.
And this highfalutin mama right over here.
All right. Join us next time again. I think since today I always announced the next record and you played the one afterwards, I always had something to say while my record was playing, which I completely forgot after yours was playing. So again, I would have even talked much more than I already did. So stop this now. Here it is. Goodbye from us. See
Adios.
You. Who was Karate by again? Who was the name of the guy? The Bedwells.
The Bedwells.
Okay. All right. Here is Don on the Don Ray label, Dave Curtis.
And the cold gray dawn.
Up your remote.